Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lidoy Nishmas, Abi Moria, Rav Hillel, Ben Meir, Yechiel Mechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late, great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. Today we start Sefer Koelos. You know, the Gemara notes that Chizkiyahu HaMelech and his Eda wrote down Yishayo HaNavi's Nevuos and Mishlei Shir HaShir Ben Koelos. The Seder Olam mentions that in Shlomo's old age, and that's when he had Shekhinah, and he wrote Mishlei, Shir HaShirim, and Koheles. So there's a difference as to whether Shlomo HaMelech wrote Mishlei first, Shir HaShirim first, or Koheles first, right? But everyone agrees that Koheles was written last. And now Chachamim, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, this wanted to put Koheles in Geniza, because although it was Kadosh, there were certain contradictions and sometimes things that were going to seem to be somewhat heretical. However, it begins and ends with Yira Shamayim, and so therefore we see that this complex Megillah has a lot to unpack. And so we begin Divrei Koheles ben David Melech Yerushalayim. These are the words of Koheles ben David. Shlomo HaMelech calls himself Yedidya, calls himself Koheles, and he's known as Shlomo. Why is he called Koheles? Because his words were said by Hakel. Sometimes you have to go ahead and give messages in public, and that's the Medrash's understanding. By the way, the Ramban and Ibn Ezra add that Koheles is Shlomo because he was the only one Ben David to go on to the throne, and he was called Koheles because of the wisdom Shenikalabo. And so that's the way things went, and he was Ben David. He was the son of a wise man. Tzaddik ben Tzaddik is, of course, a very, very serious person worthy of listening to. And he was the king in Yerushalayim because it was known as a place of having Shekhinah. And so, therefore, what he has to say has to be understood to be very useful. Havel havalim amar koheles, havel havalim hakol havel. So, Koheles says, by the way, while I'm discussing everything, everything as created during the Sheshes Yimei Bereishis is useless, and it's all Hevel. All man's actions also, that's Rashi's understanding over here, right? And if you count out Havel, Havalim, right, that makes two, and Hevel makes three. And if you count up the Havel, Havalim, Hakol Havel, it makes seven, and therefore he's saying this whole world is useless. And we say everything is futile, says Ibn Ezra. Don't make a mistake and think some things are useful and some things are not. By Yisroel Adam, what profit does man have? Since everything is useless, what is man working for, says Ibn Ezra? Right? And the Alshach comes along over here and he says, what profit of perfection can a man expect to achieve by working in all unnecessary things? Tachas Hashemesh. Maybe it's better to serve Hashem and just be involved in Torah. Only through Torah and mitzvahs a person can have spiritual perfection. Otherwise, what are you doing with all your amelus, all your extra work? Right? Amalo, if it's for himself. Right? There's got to be a purpose. Dor olech v'dor bar v'aretz l'olam omadas. A generation comes and a generation goes. Right? And the Rabbag says, man has no profit, because life is a transitory period. The new generation goes ahead and gets everything that the previous generation got before. Right? And by the way, Rashi adds over here to the Rabbag, well, that is to say, to this idea that the Rabbag mentions. Rashi came well before the Rabbag, but what Rashi adds and he says is, why are Rishayim doing crime? They don't last, so what's the point? Right? There's got to be something. The land, by the way, is enduring, and it doesn't change its routine. And so, therefore, a man builds a house, and another man has benefit from it. A man plants a tree, another one eats from it. In the end of the day, Am Yisrael, in the Olam Haba, Am Yisrael won't build and have someone else inhabit, right? Everything will come to the tzaddikim, and they will benefit from it directly, right? Bizarach HaShemesh Uba HaShemesh. Sunrise, sunset became famous in the world of the fiddler on the roof. But the bottom line is, just as generations pass on, so too the sun rises again. Person has to know that that there's a future and there's hope. You should just know that the sun rises, sunsets, then to its place it goes back and it rises again. It goes to the south and it veers to the north, right? In other by day it goes from the south, it veers to the north in that situation. The wind goes round and round, and on the rounds the wind returns. In other words, it would be it would like to change the monotony. The bottom line is it can't. Right, and of course Rashi says this refers to the Rishayim. Although their sun shines and they seemingly prosper, the sun eventually sets and they will go back to their stench. They don't get the benefit. All the rivers flow into the sea and yet the sea never ever becomes full. And so Rashi quotes the Gemara and Tainis that the water will flow into the ocean and covers most of the earth. And although it absorbs the excess water, it's never really full. And it gets sweetened by the clouds. When it returns to the earth, there's a water cycle there. And so therefore, the bottom line is, whatever you think you're doing, in the end of the day, nature takes care of it on its own. Wherever the rivers flow, that's where they'll flow again. In other words, they will resume the perpetual cycle. Called varimi geim, all words are wearying, right? Lo sisba, calling geim lo yuchalish ledaber. A man becomes speechless. Lo sisba ayin leros lesamali ozim mishmoa. The eye never is done seeing, and the ear is never filled with hearing. That is to say, you know, if a person gives up Torah study to just talk to varim betelim. If he wants to deal with himself visually, you know, in the end of the day, his eyes and his ears will never be finished, right? All these things that pull a person away, we say, oh, I'll just take a little break, right? You're never satisfied with these little breaks. Whatever was will be, and whatever has been done is what will be done. In other words, whatever existed sin chases you may be righteous. There's no chiddush afterwards. Only in Divrei Torah, say the Mefarshim, can there be any chiddush. Otherwise, everything's been here, right? Yesh davar, so there is something, Shema Reza Chadashu, right? Sometimes people say, wow, this is brand new. And then we turn around and we'll say, and realize that it's actually not new. Kvar El Olamim Ashar Yam Ofanenu, it's been there already for long periods of time. Right, ain't zichrona rishona begam lachronim shiyu lo yiyeva im zikaron im shiyu lo achrona. As there's no recollection of the former stuff, the latter stuff also, they won't have any memory among those who come even later. In other words, everything existed beforehand, but people just don't remember. And by the way, the same thing will happen to the children and the grandchildren. We think we're going to, the things we know and take for granted, right, that will be passed on to the next generation and generation afterwards, should just know that those things shouldn't be so granted, because it doesn't always last that way. All the kings, etc., they perished, right? We think that history that we grew up with, take a look in just the United States right now, the things that we grew up with as kids, as guarantees in history, the kids, our kids today don't understand, and they don't have that perspective. And the same thing is going to happen for them, right? Certain key elements and people in life, they're not going to have any role. You know, sometimes we look at some of these amazing people who existed throughout history, right? And then all of a sudden, like, wait, who's that? You know, how come we didn't know about that person? And it's because that's the way things move over here, says Koalas. Ani Koalas, Ayisi Melech HaYisrael B'Yerushalayim. You should just know I was Koalas. I was once the king on Yerushalayim, right? The Gemara highlights the fact that Koheles said Hayisi, right? Because at the end of his life, Shlomo HaMelech was kicked out by the Ashmedai, the famous shade. And Asati es libi lidrosh lasur b'chachmal kol she'anasa tachas hashamesh hu inyan ra nasan alukim l'bnei adam lanosbo. I applied my mind to seek and probe all things that happen. It's a sorry task that Hashem has given to man, the sons of man, with which he has to be concerned. I saw everything done, and it's all futile, and it's all vexation of whatever was before. And I've seen things that are completely twisted, that can't be made straight, and losses that can't be put together. The Gemara says that's like somebody who misses Sosman Kriyashma, right? He lost the opportunity, or somebody who had relationships and brought a mamzer. No matter what he tries to do, he can't do tshuva for these things. There are losses in this process. So dibarti aniyim libi lemor ani aine gdalti bosafti chachma al kol asher ayel lefanai al Yerushalayim. Right? I said to myself, here, I had this great amount of wisdom, more than anybody who was here or in Yerushalayim. And my heart and my mind saw much experience with wisdom and knowledge. That is to say, I had all this stuff in my hands. I had all this wisdom and all this, I figured a lot of things out. Right, I applied my mind to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. Right, after I grew great in wisdom, I turned my attention to understanding the nature of mental health. Right, and I knew it was a waste of time. Says Ibn Ezra, "Holulus v'shichrus v'sichlus." Right, you know, that's the way it went, according to Rashi. The Alshach assumes holulus is a quest for riches. Shlomo had a tremendous amount of wealth, and sichlus was having a lot of wise. And what did I figure out? Yadati, I knew that it was valueless. Shagam zehu rayon ruach. It was going to be a frustration. Ki rov chachma rav kas. When you have too much knowledge, you get a lot of anger. Yosef das, Yosef machov. And those who increase knowledge increase pain. That is to say, Rashi said that Shlomo Melch always relied on his wisdom and hoped that by having horses, it would not cause people to go back to Mitzrayim. But in the final analysis, what happened? He tried to be a wise guy, and he figured out that it was better to him not to just use his own wisdom. He should have walked biyashus with Hashem. And by the way, having too much knowledge, you could be too smart. Rav Sadi Gon adds in Emunos Videos, with increased knowledge, there are always the flaws concerning things that you were fully at ease with before they were obvious. A man can't understand why Hashem rules the world the way he does. So the deeper a person goes into the problems, the deeper he goes, the more that the solutions go away from him. And so therefore, he's not saying ignorance is bliss. And still, as the Kutzker Rebbe used to say, afal pichein, you still have to acquire knowledge, right? But what he is saying over here is, don't expect that all of a sudden you'll solve everything with your own knowledge. Sometimes you can hear all the problems in the world. It's going to drive you nuts. So a person has to have a certain understanding of where his own limitations are. Everything is not about knowledge. The real thing that we should be excited about is Haskel b'Yadoosi, is the awareness of Yerushalayim. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.